Rav Hei Adar Sheni, Monday the 1st of April, Rabbi Mikhail Jablinovitz, Eating Moro.
Okay, thank you. It's nice to be back here. We're going to talk about eating more at the Seder night at Leila Seder. So first we'll start by seeing the Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Chof. Famous Gemara, everybody knows, of course, at Leila Seder, the Iker, I shouldn't say it that way. The famous mitzvahs, the first two mentioned in the Manishtana, Matzin Mora. So Rava says, Kuf Chof, Omar Rava, Matzah Bizman Azeh Doraisa, Umar Dorabona. So nowadays, today, Matzah is Doraisa, and Mor is Dorabona. Maishna Mor, Dechsiv Amatzos Umrom Yochlu, Bizman De Ika Pesach, Yesh Mor, Bizman De Leka Pesach, Leka Mor. Matzah Nam Yochsiv Amatzos Umrom Yochlu. So why is there a difference in Matzah and Mor? Matzah, Mor we understand, is brought down in the Torah, is commanded with the Karban Pesach. Matzos umrorim yochlu, al matzos umrorim yochlu. When there's a Pesach, there's a mitzvah more. And when there's no Pesach, there's no mitzvah more. So matzah also, it says a matzos umrorim yochlu. Only when there's a Pesach, there should be a mitzvah of matzah, at least min ha Torah. There's no mitzvah of a Karban Pesach anymore. There's no mikdash. So l'chayit is no mitzvah of matzah min ha-tayra. Says the Gemara, matzah mi-hadar hadar beikra. The Pasuk went back and commanded a specific command to eat matzah, ba'erev tochlu matzahs. Okay, so that's how why it comes out. Ba'erev tochlu matzahs. There's a mitzvah to eat the night of Pesach, Leila Seder, eat a kezayis of matzah. The mitzvah of Moror is dependent on the Pesach. There's no Pesach, therefore, Bisman Hazer, there's no mitzvah min atoriti Moror. It's only the Rabbanon who convey the mitzvah of Moror. Okay, so what I want to focus on is a very simple question. It seems like a simple question, but it's not such a simple answer. And the simple question is, how much Moror do you need to eat? Right? So, any person would automatically respond, how much Moror do you need to eat? Kezayis. The Shulchan Aruch says he needed a kezayis, right? Okay. So the Rush agrees with that, right? The Rush agrees with that. The Rush gives an amazing reason why you eat a kezayis. The question is, why do you eat a kezayis? Why do you eat a kezayis of Mara? Right? We know why you eat a kezayis of matzah, because the Pasuk says, Bo'erev tochlu matzos. And we always know in the Torah, what do we know? That the Torah, the word achila, is always defined by a kezayis. Okay, so what about Moror? Says the Rosh. The Rosh says that the reason we eat a kezayis of Moror, we do eat a kezayis of Moror, but he says the reason we eat a kezayis of Moror is because when we eat Moror, we make a bracha, asher kedushanu b'mitzvoisav v'tzivanu al achilas Moror. That's what the Rosh says. That since we're making on the Moror a bracha of al achilas moror, and everybody knows achila ain't achila pachos mikazayis, therefore you eat a kazayis of moror, which is an amazing thing, because it sounds like, according to the Rush, me'ikar adin, you don't have to eat a kazayis of moror. The only reason we eat a kazayis of moror is because the Rabbanu will misakein a bracha of al achilas moror. And once the Rabbanu will misakein a bracha of al achilas moror, so memela, we have to eat a kezayis. But be'etzem, in essence, al pidin, you're not chayev to eat a kezayis of moror. That's what it sounds like from the Rush. That's certainly pashim shot in the Rush. Okay? So the Shagas Aryeh just doesn't understand this. How could the Rush say that the reason that we eat a kezayis of moror is because of the bracha of al achilas moror, and otherwise we wouldn't be eating kezayis? So there are a couple of points that it makes that I want to mention. First of all, we see the Torah makes a comparison. There seems to be a hekesh between matzah and moreh, always brought together, right? At least always, but at least legabe the Pesach. Al matzah osum rom yochlu. And as we said a moment ago, everybody agrees to eat a kazayas of matzah. So why doesn't that automatically obligate us in a kazayas of moreh? Or, if you don't like that, he has another question. Because maybe you could say, and we're going to say in a moment, that that's only related to the Pesach, not related to Morah. We have a klal that any time it says achila in the Torah, then the mitzvah is in a kazayis. And when the Torah forbids eating, when it's an iser achila, it's also the shear for which you're chayev. We hold chatzi shear, also min haTorah, it's also to eat any amount. But the shear for which you're chayev is also in a kazayis. But it says the Shagas Aryeh, even if the Torah doesn't say specifically achila, if it's a prohibition of eating or a mitzvah of eating, we know mamele it's a kazayis. What's an example? A famous example is basar b'cholov, right? What does the Torah say about basar b'cholov? It says lo tvashel gedi b'chalev imo, right? Lo tvashel gedi b'chalev imo. It says it three times. Right? Once for Isra Achila, once for Isra Ana, once for Isra Bishel. Oh, so you might say, Torah never says, don't eat lo tochlu basar b'chalav. It says, lo tivashel gedi b'chalev imo. So how do you know, who told you that the Isra Achila, the shear for which you're prohibited from eating, or the shear for which you're chayiv malchus for eating basar b'chalav is a gezais, it doesn't say Achila, says Shagasai. We know that whenever the Torah prohibits Achila, Memela, it's a kazayas. And similarly, whenever the Torah obligates achila, whether the term achila is used or not, it's a kazayas. So too over here. How could you tell me that the mitzvah of eating moror is not a kazayas? Now, of course, it's the Rabbanan b'sman hazeh, but it doesn't make a difference. The Rabbanan are going to be misakein kein doraisa. So we have a principle, the Rabbanan kein doraisa tikkun. So if the mitzvah from the Torah of eating maror, bisman hamikdash, bisman haPesach, is a kazayas, so memela, bisman hazeh, when the Rabbanon were misakein a mitzvah maror, even when there's no Pesach, it should be a kazayas. That's a Shagas Aryeh's kasha on the Rosh, and the Shagas Aryeh says it can't be. Me'ikar adin, there's a chiyuv to eat a kazayas of maror, mi the Rabbanon, leil haseder. It's not because we make a bracha and say alachilas maror. Right? Ad kan divrei Shagas Aryeh. Reb Chaim brings an amazing support to Shitas HaRosh. Okay. First of all, regarding the issue of whether we have some kind of heke, some kind of comparison or connection between matzah and moror, and say just like by matzah you're chayiv in a kazayas, so by moror you're chayiv in a kazayas. That's not true. Why? Because as we read in the Gemara that I just read a few moments ago, there's a specific, unique mitzvah to eat matzah b'leil haseder, nothing to do with moror. Which is why, b'zman hazeh, the mitzvah matzah is deraisa, but erev tochlu matzah. It has nothing to do with moror. Where do we see moror? We see moror in the pasuk of al matzos umrorim yochlu. Okay. Now, we have the word achila over there. It says achila. So you say, oh, it says achila. So you have to see from the Torah, you have to eat a kazayis of moror. Right? First of all, no. What's the achila going on over there? Al matzot umrorim yochluhu. What's it going on? The achila. It's going on the Pesach. Yochluhu. Right? It. You shall eat it. Right? It shall be eaten. So there's a chiyuv of eating the Pesach with the matzah and moreh. Says Reb Chaim, the chiyuv is to eat the Pesach. Matzah and moror are a t'nai in how I eat the Pesach. In order to be yotze, the mitzvahs achilas ha-Pesach, I need to have matzah and moror with it. But the Torah is not obligating me, even bisman hamikdash, right? Even when there's a chiyuv, when we bring the Korban Pesach, there's no chiyuv of achilas matzah with the Pesach. The chiyuv of achilas matzah is a separate chiyuv. Be'erev tochlu matzos. The matzah in Mora that's mentioned in conjunction with the Pesach is how I eat the Pesach. So you have matzah with it, you have Mora in it. But says Rav Chaim, if you would have, for example, a half a kezayis of matzah and a half a kezayis of Mora with your kezayis of Pesach, you say the mitzvah. You ate the Pesach, right, which is what the word Yochlu is referring to. You ate the Pesach alongside some matzah and some Mora. But there's not a separate chiyuv to eat matzah or a separate chiyuv to eat maror, a kezayis alongside the Pesach. Again, there's a separate chiyuv to eat matzah, but erev tochlu matzos. Don't misunderstand. But in terms of with the Pesach, there's no separate chiyuv of eating matzah. It's al matzos umrum yochlu the Pesach. You eat the Pesach. How do I eat the Pesach? Eat it roasted. Right? You also have some matzah, you have some moro. It's a tanai, it's how I fulfill the mitzvah of the Pesach. Okay, everybody got that? So it comes out. This is how we're going to answer that the kashas or the shakas are answered up. Okay? First of all, yeah, of course there's a connection between matzah and moro. But matzah and moro are equally tefel, how do you say that in English? They're equally secondary to the Pesach. Right? There's no obligation of eating matzah and mor. There's an obligation to eat the Pesach with the matzah and the mor. Okay? So there's no kezayis in either one. So don't tell me it should be a kezayis of mor alongside, because it's a kezayis of matzah. There's no kezayis of matzah here with the Pesach either.
Why do you make a bruch on mor?
What?
How do you make a bruch on mor?
First of all, I don't know that you make a bruch on the mor. I don't know that you... We don't eat it with the Pesach.
And then they didn't?
I don't know. Why not? Maybe not. I don't know. The way Rav Chaim is explaining Lechoy or not. Didn't make an alachilas matzah on this matzah. Ate alachilas matzah on the matzah, the Erev Tochlu matzah, so they eat separate. But I don't know why if you were to make a brocha more, maybe not. Bismana Pesach. With the Pesach. Maybe not. And number two, what was this kasha? I don't need the word achila. Anytime there's a mitzvah of eating, memela, I know it's a kezayis. There's no separate mitzvah of eating moror. It's not like basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov, there's a prohibition of eating basa b'cholov. So I say, I don't need the word achila to tell me the shear for which you're chayav by basa b'cholov is kezayis. Whenever it's achila, memela, it's kezayis. But that's not applicable over here. It's not applicable over here because there's no separate chayav of mora. The mora is part of the chayav of eating Pesach. So memela, I have no way of knowing a shear of kezayis for eating mor. So it comes out, Rav Chaim is certainly learning the Rosh Kipshuta. So in the Doraisa model, which the Rabbanon are basing themselves on when they obligated us to eat moror, there's no chiyuv of eating a kezayis. So therefore, says the Rosh, the only reason we're eating a kezayis is because of the bracha of alachilas mor. The Rabbanon were misakin a bracha. They said alachilas mor. So memela we have to eat a kezayis. But be'etzem al pidin, the Rabbanon, there's no obligation to eat a kezayis. That's how it comes out according to the Rosh, and certainly with Reb Chaim's expansion in understanding the shita of the Rosh. Okay? Everybody understand?
The
birchas hamitzvah.
Why should I require to eat something? Hadlokas ner
requires me to do the pe'ula of lighting a Shabbos candle. You can't light a Shabbos candle.
Why does the pe'ula have to be a minimum amount? Or something?
You can't. What do you mean? I don't understand. I say, and I made a birchas hamitzvah. My birchas hamitzvah is on an act of a mitzvah. When I say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, I can't say lahadlik ner shel Shabbos and then make kiddush, right? I have to say lahadlik nesha Shabbos and then light my Shabbos candles. And if I let me finish. And if I don't light my Shabbos candles, what did I do just now? I made a bracha levatolah. Says the Rosh, if you say al achilas moror, which is the birchas hamitzvah, okay, and I eat less than a kezias, I made a bracha levatolah. Well, I said al achilas moror, and I didn't fulfill the words that I said in the bracha, because achilas a kezias.
According to the Rosh.
Right? You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
According to the Rosh, then, the kasha is on the nusach ha-bracha. Why isn't it al te'imas mora, for instance? Why chazal mesakin al achilas mora if there's no chia for a kezias? We're saying because they said al achilas, therefore I have to have a kezias. So the kasha is, why did they say al achilas? I should say al te'imas mora. Or al mitzvahs mora. And I don't have to have a kezias.
Okay, maybe.
There's not such a mitzvah on food ever. Like, you invent a new mitzvah.
What do you mean?
Whenever it's a chile, it's a kezayis. I'm saying the idea that you have a new mitzvah on food, I've never. Yeah, but then any time that it's connected to eating, it's going to be on a chile. There's not like find another mitzvah that's kind of al.
You're right. You're right. Which is really what you're saying is that's the Shagas Aryeh's question. And in essence, what you say, right? That's his question. Anytime there's a mitzvah to eat, it's a kezayis. We don't know of such a thing when there's a mitzvah to eat, you know, have to eat a kezayis, you just have to taste it. That's exactly Shagas Aryeh's point. So that's what we said. Rav Chaim says, really, be'etzem, you don't need to. It's only because of the bracha that we're obligated to. So then the question was asked, why do you say alan achilas moro? Maybe you can say, someone said a nice nusach al mitzvahs moro. Maybe, you know, and then you would have a thing.
Yeah, but then it couldn't involve eating. Because there's not such a bracha for food. Then eat nothing. If you eat, it's a
okay, say it.
Yeah.
It's a good horror. So what's the nafka mean? What's the difference? Right, so we're saying it's because of the bracha, or be'etzem, ikar adin, you need to eat a kezayis. But we all know, you eat a kezayis. Shulchan Aruch says you eat a kezayis. So I want to know, halach lemaisa, is there a difference between whether we eat a kezayis because the Rabbanon were mesakin a kezayis, that's a shir of achila, like everybody always understood, or this unique sheet of the Rosh, no, the reason we say we eat a kezayis is because of the bracha of achilas mar. Is there a nafkamin? So I want to perhaps suggest some nafkaminis as to whether it's meikar adin, or whether it's just as the bracha that we eat a kezayis. So there is a Mogen Avram. Okay, there's a Mogen Avram in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, of course, everybody knows, I'll just read the few words inside, after he brings the mitzvah matzah. It says, V'achar kach yikach kezayis mora. Okay? No one should walk away confused. The halacha is you have to eat the kezayis, right? I'm trying to understand the reason why we're eating kezayis. Achar yikach kezayis mora. Eat a kezayis is mora. Okay? So the Mogen Avram suggests, from the Trumas Hadeshin, maybe an alternative to eating kezayis. Okay? What's the alternative to eating a kezayis? Says the Magen Avram, v'afilu ochal haberia shole. Right? There's a concept called the beria. Does anybody know what that is? A complete form, a complete natural form of a fruit, a vegetable, a sheretz, right? Yes. By the Yisurim, right? The Gemara is in Makkos, right? Chulin, the Gemara talks about beria, right? Had in Daf Yomi not so long ago, right? So there's a concept of beria. It's what that, and it's a subject lahalacha. Where's it halacha lemaisa? Anybody know where it's most commonly? If you do Yisurim, it's also no halacha lemaisa. Baruch Achrayna. So by Baruch Achrayna, something called the beria. Ochel pocha. I'm reading the show. So I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch. Ochel kizayis.
By the kapas, you have to be careful.
Oh, not to eat a beria.
Yes.
Okay. What do people eat? That could be a beria or a kapas.
Radish.
A radish?
Maybe. Half a radish.
That's not a beria. I don't know. All right. Ochel pochos mi kizayis ben mi pas meim shor al chlim ba shoseh. Pachos miraviz bayami mishar mashkim mavarach tila bracha ruila osu amin l'archa veinu mavarach klal. You don't say a bracha achrona. Everybody listening? You don't say a bracha achrona if you eat less than a kazayis. Okay, everybody knows that. Okay. Now v'yesh mistapkim lomar shal davreshu kibir yaso. If you eat something in its full, complete, natural form, kigon gargar shal enav, a full grape, right? O shel rimon, shemavorchin la'achrav alfa pisha ein bo kezayis. It's based on Yerushalmi that says you should eat, make a bracha achrona. It's less than a kezayis, but it's a whole complete form, so you should make a bracha achrona. There's some hold that way. What had we passed on lacha? Lachein nachon lizeher shelo leachol birya pachos mikezayis. Certainly lechadchila, a person should be careful to make sure not to eat a birya, which is less than a kezayis. I mean, if you're going to eat the whole birya, you entered into a safek bracha, and therefore, you probably eat a little bit more, eat meat more to be mashlam to a kezayis. We say safek bracha is lahokel, right? But you shouldn't put yourself into that situation. So, what about maror? So says the Magen Avraham that the Shumas Hadeshin suggests maybe you can be yotze the mitzvah of maror by eating a beria, a full complete form of one of the vegetables with which you can fulfill the mitzvah of maror. But he says even if you ate a beria sholem, lo mikri beria lotzeis mipochos mikazayis, you can't be yotze with this beria even though it's less than kazayis. Why? Because it's a technical problem that you're not yotze with the roots. So you're eating a beria, but you're not performing the mitzvah with the entire beria. That's what the Magen Avraham says. So the Maase says you're not yotze, but because of this technical problem, and there's a Rabbi Kiva Eger who asks on it, why not? Maybe there's a way to take care of it. And what the problem is maybe the part of where you're not yotze is mevatel the part that you are yotze, like the Gemara discusses eating matzah and maror together when you're chayiv in one and not chayiv in the other, and the reshus is mevatel the mitzvah. So I have a similar problem over here. But again, it's a technical problem over here that I'm not yotze the mitzvah with the full barrier, and therefore you can't be yotze with the barrier of maror, which is less than a kezayis. Okay? That's what the Magen Avraham says. And the Prima Gadim asks, I don't understand. How can you even have a havamina yikviyotze a beria with for the mitzvah of maror? Says the Prima Gadim, what's the mitzvah of maror? The mitzvah of maror is a mitzvah of achila. Ein achila pachos mikazayis. There's no eating which is less than a kazayis. By bracha achrona, he learns like this, bar bracha, and you could ask on it, and I'm sure some of you will ask on it, but he asks like this, bar bracha achrona that he's talking about, eating a beria, it's deraisa or derabona? Derabona, right? Derabona, pasha is derabona, right? So the rabona who misakein a bracha achrona, the only bracha achrona, which is deraisa, is birchas hamazon, not shaykh beria over there, right? So therefore, the Rabbanu Mesakein a bracha achrona, the Rabbanu Mesakein a kezayis. Why? Not because it's achila. Kezayis is a davar choshev, right? So a beria, that's a svarim beria, right? We didn't mention this, right? That's a svar lechara. It's a davar chashuv. It's a significant, ate a whole thing of something, right? So therefore, the Yerushalmi says that the Shita holds, if you eat a davar chashuv, a whole something, a whole fruit, a whole vegetable, you can make a bracha achrona. Okay, that we understand. But by maror, right? By maror, there's a chiyuv of achila. You have to eat. Eating is a kezayis. Mehechetei say, how could you even possibly entertain the thought, the possibility that you could be yotze the mitzvah of maror with a beria if it's pachos mikezayis? That's what the Prima Gadim asks. So everybody sees quite clearly, according to this Prima Gadim, right? The Rush, either we don't hold like the Rush, or Pasha Pshat in the Rosh is not that really not Chayim and Kazayas, and it's only Pesach. You see from the Prima Gadim, there's Mamish Achiv of Achila on the on Moro. There's Achiv, right? There's Mamish Be'etzem Me'ikar Adin, there's Achiv of Achila on Moro. The Chumas Adeshen, if you take a look at the Chumas Adeshen, who suggested this possibility of being Yotzei with a Beria, he says explicitly himself, the Lashon of the Chumas Adeshen is that since there's no Achila mentioned by Moror, listen to what he said, there's no Achila mentioned by Moror, right? The only reason that you eat a Kazayis is because of the Bracha, like the way the Rosh says. And by Bracha, here he makes, he says an interesting thing. And this is what Lechori could have asked on the Prima Gadim. Okay, the Rabbanu Misakeim Bracha Achrona. So he says, there's no Chiva Achila. Rabbanu Misakeim it themselves. So they want their Dabar Choshuv. And they decided the Beria is considered Dabar Choshuv. So you chayv on a Beria. Good. But the Mitzvah Doraisa, which is similar. See, it's not exactly the same thing. By Moror, there's a Doraisa to eat Moror Bismana Mikdosh. The Rabbanu Misakeim that Mitzvah today, even though it doesn't apply Minat Torah, right? With Bracha Achrona, it's different. What's the Bracha Achrona Doraisa? Birchas Hamazon. Birchas Hamazon. That's on a Kazayis Pas, right? So the Rabbanon extended that Mitzvah of Bracha Achrona to include other food items as well. All other food items, not only Pas, not only bread are you chayiv to say Bracha Achrona, but even fruits and vegetables and everything else. Okay? So, the Prima Gadim says, but this is a new takana of the Rabbanim. There's no achila over here. So therefore, that's why a beria works. But, by Maror, it's like an extension of that same chiyav. There was a chiyav, the rice of Maror, doesn't exist basman hazeh. The Rabbanim said, let's do that same chiyav, let's do that same mitzvah, chilas Maror today. Right? So therefore, the achila of Maror would apply bisman hazeh. The Shemazin says, no. Bracha Achrona is based on Birchas Hamazon. What does it say by Birchas Hamazon? V'achalta v'savata uverachta. There's a mitzvah b'achila and the mitzvah d'oraisa Bracha Achrona of Birchas Hamazon. So if where the d'oraisa Birchas Hamazon says achila, right? The Rabbanan, when they made a Bracha Achrona, they said, we wanted to include even a beria, any davar choshev. So by Maror, says the Trumas Adeshen, where there is no chiyuv, even in the raisa of achila, as the Rush points out, we only eat it because of the bracha. Kol shekain, you can be yotze with a barrier. You understand? Because there's no achila over here whatsoever in the raisa or the rabbonim. That's what the Chumash Adeshen says. So you see, a nafka mina between whether the reason we're eating kazayis of Moror is because me'ikar adin is a chiyuv of eating, the achilas Moror is a kazayis, or whether it's because of the brach would be whether he could be yotze with a beria, even though the halacha we the Magen Avraham says because of the roots he's not yotze with a beria. Another nafka min would be a chayla zokin. Let's say somebody's sick. He's a chayla zokin. Let's say somebody's sick. So if you have to eat a kazayis, you have to eat a kazayis, right? I mean, maybe he's sick, he can't eat Beseder. But is there any point in eating less than a kazayis? I'll say it that way. Is there any point in eating less than a kazayis? So if you hold down the Ikar HaDin, there's no chiyuv to eat a kazayis, only because of the bracha, what should a chola do? It's very simple. What should a chola do? Eat without a bracha. Let him eat tomorrow without a bracha. He's not making a bracha. He's not saying achilas mara. And he'll eat tomorrow. And he'll be yotzeh. Right? He's yotzei the mitzvah mara, and he's not making a bracha. There's no problem with the bracha of al achilas mara. Right? But if you hold that there's be'etzem a chiyuv of eating maror, then of eating kazayis of maror, then it's okay. The Mishnah Berurah, how does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that in Tov Pei Vav, he paskins, there's different, we have a machlokes, how big a kazayis is. So he says if a choyla or a zokei, he says that the chayla or the zakein should eat the smaller shear of a kazayis, which is a shlish kebetza, a third of a betza, with the sheet of the Rambam. Lechatchila, how do we hold? How much of a betza should you eat for a kezayis? We hold halacha is a half, right? A half a kebetza is a kezayis. But if you're a choyl, it's okay, you eat a shlish kebetza. Because the Mishnah Berurah holds, me'ikara din, there's a chiyuv to eat a kezayis, and therefore the choyl is okay, should push himself and try to eat at least the minimum shear for a kezayis, which is a shlisha kebetza. I see, I have to stop. So I just want to add, there's a Mishnah Berurah adds, no one asked, right? The Mishnah Berurah says, you have to eat a kezayis. He holds me'ikara din, you have to eat a kezayis. But the Mishnah Berurah comes up with a whole different reason why you have to eat a kezayis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the whole point that we're eating marah? What's the whole point that we're eating marah? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the whole point they're eating the marah is to feel the mariris. To be makayim the pasuk of vayemor aru es chayehem. So eina chinami. It could be there's no mention of achila specifically by the mitzvah mora. And maybe, right, you could say like Rab Chaim said, that the mitzvah mora min haTorah is just a secondary to the mitzvah achilas pesach. But nonetheless, the Rabban will mesaken to eat a kezayis of maror. Why would they mesaken to eat a kezayis of maror? Because it's only with a kezayis of maror that you can be yotze the vayimara, the pasuk of vayimara ruas chayehem. The Rabbanon wanted us to feel the bitterness of the slavery in Egypt, right? And that's the reason we eat a kezayis of maror. So we have three different shittas why you have to eat a kezayis of maror. Either mikra, then you don't have to eat a kezayis of maror. It's only because of the bracha of alachilas maror, like the Rosh says. Or like Moshe's shittas seem to hold. No, the mitzvah maror is a regular mitzvah of achila. That's how the Rambam will misaken it. Or there's a unique mitzvah of achilas maror, which is in order to feel the bitterness of Mitzrayim, and the only way you can feel the bitterness of Mitzrayim is with the achila of a kezayis.
Thank you, guys.